This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Former Auburn quarterback, former NFL quarterback, Jason Campbell, now with the Auburn IMG Sports Network, joining us on Three Man Front on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. First of all, Jason, thanks for jumping on with us. Great to catch up with you. Hope you and the family are doing well. We look at this Auburn team and where they stand right now, kind of at a crossroads when you look at everything that's transpired, not only with injuries, the defensive side of the ball, but what we saw with the offense, especially last weekend in Columbia. If you're in that locker room, you're a leader of that team, and we can get to leadership in just a moment. How pivotal is this game heading into Oxford as far as maybe propelling you forward for the 2020 football season?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, guys, thank y'all for having me on. You know, Three Man Front is always a great show. From hearing from a lot of friends from down in that area, and also listen to it myself sometimes when I'm in the Alabama area. But when I think about this football team, to me, you know, you can see there's a lot of frustration going on. You know, you saw the altercation a little bit on the sideline, and you know, things like that happen a little bit. But you know, you saw a bunch of jawing back and forth with the other team, you know, after tackles or even with the receivers getting the face of the DBs, DBs getting their face of the receivers. It's just, when you start to see a whole bunch of that, you know, it's almost like they're trying to find themselves as far as like, you know, we trying to get back to playing tough nosed football, and we believe that's our identity, but we're trying to figure out how do we get back to that without having to do all of that, because, you know, in the past we hadn't had to try to, you know, come off in that type of way to make our point across of playing Auburn football. You know, people always know anytime you play against us, it was always going to be a hard-hitting ball game. It was always going to be a tough-nosed, grinding football game and everything. But I just think right now, this team is just, this is such a pivotal week against Ole Miss. You know, this is it's a game that if you can go and win this ball game, that you can kind of turn back things that's kind of happened over the last 2 weeks from a standpoint and start saying, okay, you know, we're pushing forward. We're three and two at that time, and we got 5 games left in the season to make a strong push. But if you go to Ole Miss and you still, you know, haven't turned that curve yet because you're still having these frustrations and everything, then the season could be ugly. And right now it's so important, if you're a leader on this football team, you got to grab the bull by the horn right now. You got to have that team-only meeting, and you got to really grind out what's the real issues and not be afraid to bring up the real issues, because there are some real issues that are going on, and that's the underlining here, and it needs to be handled within the players, within a team meeting, and then also the coaches have got to demand a little bit more from these guys.
Jason, take us inside the mind of a quarterback. One thing that I see from Bo Nix is sort of lacking how to understand the totality of the responsibility that comes with that position. And that can be where you are in the field, time on the clock, when to try to risk a throw, not to risk a throw, where a ball can miss and be incomplete as opposed to be intercepted, you know, when to leave the pocket, when not to leave the pocket. Is that just on experience and playing time? And if not, whose responsibility is that to allow him to grow in that area and have an understanding of what it means to be the quarterback of a football team other than just taking the snap, calling the plays, throwing the ball, scrambling when you get pressure?
Yeah, Cole, that's a great question. You know, you think about it, you know, like I said, from playing that position in college and in the pros, you know, playing the quarterback position has a lot to do with situational football. And, you know, sometimes you got to know when it's best to just take a sack and when it's sometimes just try to make a play. But, you know, in the game the other day, you know, there was 2 times that, you know, the 2 interceptions, all the interceptions came on third down, you know, first and foremost. And, you know, I think with Bo and him, with him playing, you know, that's Coach Morris and you know, Gus's job is to, you know, continue to hone up on him as far as like saying, hey, it's okay for us to punt the ball sometimes. You know, sometimes we don't, if it's not there, you know, and we have a lead in a ball game or the game is still so close, we don't have to make every play. You know, it's okay to allow our defense to go out there and pin the team back deep. And you see this a lot with Bo because when he was in high school, he probably was the most talented kid on the field. And he's so used to getting outside the pocket, getting outside, making plays because, you know, the thing I still see a lot with him is he likes to lead the pocket early sometimes. And I don't know if it had something to do with him maybe seeing guys down the field, you know, because we may have taller linemen and he feel like he's more comfortable getting outside so he can have a better view. And that's where he's comfortable at. So if that's the case, then instead of us relying on him to just do that so much on his own, maybe we just have to start designing more plays, get him out on bootlegs and nakeds and a little bit more play action pass where he's outside the pocket and he's able to hit some comebacks or hit some deep overs and things if that's what makes him more comfortable. Cause I just don't see it a lot when his straight drop back game, it almost like he's looking for that way to get out really quick. And sometimes there's guys open if he just hang in there. But, you know, so it's a habit that has to be broken and it doesn't come overnight. This is something he's going to have to work on and practice. And Coach Morris is going to have to grind him on it to sit in there, move up in the pocket sometimes because, like I said, he's been doing this probably since high school and he's gotten away with it. But now teams, they got film on you. They had a whole year to watch you last year. So now they know what your tendencies are. Now your hardest job is you got to break his own tendencies.
Jason, Tank Bigsby, he's come on the last few weeks. Just from a philosophical standpoint, maybe from this offense where it currently stands, do you see that Auburn could potentially be that taking it 35 or 40 times running the ball a game kind of team? Or do you think they're going to still try to, you know, at least try to keep Bo trying to throw the ball with this offense or be more run happy?
I just think this. I just think the point when you watch this offense with Tank in there, I just got to run extremely hard. You know, the first man very rarely probably ever gets him down. And even the second man for that matter. You know, even in the South Carolina game, the guy was breaking through three and four tackles. And, you know, it takes game tackling to get him down. So when you got a person that's running like that and he's in rhythm, teams do not want to hit a running back like Tank Bigsby coming downhill 30 times a game. He's kind of like a Derrick Henry in the NFL. Guys don't want to hit him coming downhill that many times. So if you can get the ball to Tank at least 20 to 22 times a game and get him going downhill, you put a lot of pressure on the defense because you wear him down. And then you're able to hit the play action pass and hit him over top. I think we just got to get to a point where we got to do what's working within ball games. I know everyone wants to touch the football. Everyone wants to be involved. That's good. But there are certain games that demand the run to be more dominant, and there are certain games that demand the passing game to be more dominant. So, you know, as a player standpoint, everyone has to understand that, like, look, every week may not be your week, but we have to find a balance offensively right now. And I think that's the problem. We're not balanced just yet. We're not. And I think once we can get to that standpoint, because even when Tank's not in there, DJ comes in and he's able to get positive yard. He always finds a way to fall forward. And then, you know, Showers, he's been out the last couple of weeks. He's a guy that can come in on third down sometime and hit you with some screens, hit you with some option routes, one-on-one with a linebacker and sweeps and everything out the backfield because he brings a different speed. And you make the defense have to defend the whole field. And I feel like right now we're not doing that. From that standpoint, and my most important thing I feel like that can help the run game is we got to get our tight ends involved in the passing game. You know, I know we talked about this coming into the season that we were going to get the tight ends more involved in the passing game, and I feel like if we can do that, get these tight ends and get them involved, man, you back up those safeties sometimes. You make them have to honor that. Right now, I don't think people are honoring our tight ends because we're not throwing the ball to them, so they don't have to defend that. So now they just put all the attention to stopping the run.
Former Auburn quarterback Jason Campbell joining us on three-man front on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. I want to go back to quarterback Bo Nix and from your experience of playing at Auburn and all the games you played there from 01 to 04, you completed almost 70% of your passes in that 2004 magical season for the Auburn Tigers. The deep ball touch, some coaches say accuracy can't be taught. When you look at Bo Nix, are there things that he can work on? Is that something that can be corrected when it comes to touch and having that feel there in the passing game?
Yeah, that's something that can be corrected. It just comes with time. It comes with time, and it comes with just numerous of reps in practice. Like, that's why I'm so big on, like, when you're at practice, like receivers and quarterbacks, even routes on air, you need to go full speed because – if you go three quarters in a route in practice or half speed it, and then all of a sudden the game comes and you go full speed, then the quarterback hasn't adjusted to your speed because you're running at a speed that he hadn't seen in practice. And that's the carryover. Like, if you're in practice, I need you to go as hard as you can each rep that you have an opportunity to. When we say it's live, yes, there's some job through stuff that we do, but for the most part, when we're going, I need you to go, because that's the only way we're going to get that connection down. It's the only way we're going to get that chemistry, because I need to know if you're running full speed and I overthrow you, then I need to know, okay, I need to take a little bit off of this throw. Or if I underthrow you, then I know, like, okay, I need to get more on it. And we always say in ball games, if the receiver, even with a DB, he's leaving. And I know Bo has a great connection throwing the ball up with Seth and everything on the jump ball. They've got that down pat. Now it's just a matter of, can we hit Swartz and Scribes? Can we hit Eli Stove and Scribes? Can we hit some of these other guys, you know, where it's rhythm throws, where it's a curl, it's three and a hitch, ball out, guys coming out of, he's catching it. When as soon as he's coming out of, he's having an opportunity to make moves on people and get positive guards. You know, timing throws, are we throwing a quick out, just catch the ball, ball out, are we getting positive yards, or is everything got to be a long, delayed play pass? Like, everything don't have to be that way. So I think right now, You're seeing a lot of the effects of not being able to have a full offseason and not being able to go through a lot of situational football in the offseason and build a lot of that timing. And I think, you know, yes, every team is going through the same thing, but I think you're seeing it in some of these teams with newer offenses and newer offensive coaches.
Jason, you correct me if you think I'm wrong here, because you played the position and you have a full understanding of it, but there are a lot of points in the game when I'm watching Bo Nix, and I feel like he struggles to find a calm on the field. Everything seems to be sort of 100 miles an hour. Everything seems to be like he almost plays quarterback like a linebacker, which is fun to watch for fans at times, and some people might think it's cool. But if you're going to lead an offense and lead a team and perform in pressure situations, I believe personally you have to be able to find a calm at certain points in time, especially in between plays, at the line of scrimmage, even maybe on the sideline in between series. Do you agree with that? And if so, how does a quarterback sort of find that over the course of a game or the course of a season?
Yeah, you definitely have to find a calm. The most important thing, like you said, like, yes, everyone wants to see a quarterback be tough. And, you know, sometimes you don't want to see him take on linebackers too often because you need him to be available. You know, that's the best ability, your availability. And, you know, the next thing is, yes, your teammates, you show your teammates you're tough and everything. I think they already know that about you, you know, because, you know, he has run and taken some hits and he's escaped and made some plays with his legs and showed the toughness of, you know, getting that first down on a third down and you need it and sticking his head in there. Now, how are you going to adjust when the storm is just happening all around you and everything's unraveling? That's when you got to be looked to as a quarterback, having that calm mindset and that calm spirit to be able to go over there and talk to your guys, rally your guys, and not let your emotions be on your sleeve. Because once your emotions get on your sleeve and they see you unraveling frustrated, then instantly they become that way because they're feeding off your energy. So, you know, he's got to understand now, you know, that, hey, you know, I need to rally these guys, you know, because when things unraveling and we just join back and forth with each other, it's just going to continue to spiral downhill because now frustration is taking into each play. And you can't have that. So he's just got to understand now, okay, to get to that next level quarterbacking, you know, at Auburn and SEC, I need to find a way to get to my guys without getting them frustrated or without us being that way, because it was a lot of frustration in that game on Saturday. You could see it, and I think it's something that they can grow from if they handle it the right way and they learn how to channel their emotions.
He is former Auburn NFL quarterback Jason Campbell. You can follow him at jcam_17. Also, you can hear him coming up this Saturday. They're from Oxford, Mississippi, the Auburn IMG Sports Network, 8 a.m. on Jocks 2 100.5 as the Tigers take on the Rebels. Jason, thanks for joining us, man. Great insight. We appreciate it, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. Jason Campbell joining us here on Three Man Front. All of our guests appearing on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline, an easy drinking hard seltzer with just 2 carbs and 100 calories. Try it in strawberry, lime, mango, black cherry, or grab the variety pack.
This is Three Man Front.